of Hatman Show. The Scoops 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 of Hatman Show.
Hi again, everybody. It's the Scoops of Hatman Show, 2017 version.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's 2017, everybody.
It's been a couple months since we did a show. We had to take a break.
Long time.
The gang's all here plus one.
But we've come together once again to do a show. And we had lunch today. It was nice. Yep. We had a nice day.
Genuine Spanish cuisine.
We had...
Where was that at?
We got recognized by a lot of people, signed a lot of autographs.
Is that a restaurant?
Because we're pretty popular around here.
Right. Did you guys check out my autobiography?
You have an autobiography now?
Yes, it's called The Life and Styles of Josh Brian.
You know, it literally took me a couple weeks to figure out that you were just saying Joshua... But I thought it was like ooh-ah, like a Al Pacino kind of thing. And then it dawned on me, you're just saying Joshua
well,
in a funny way.
You know, I hope all of our other audience doesn't catch on as quick as you do.
But
otherwise,
I'm retarded, so it took a while for me to figure it out.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the last place you'd look is right in front of your face or something like that. Yeah.
Why don't you introduce everybody for our new listeners and for the people who forgot about us.
Anybody who forgot who we are. Yeah. My name is Eric, and my co-hosts here are Josh, Ooh-ah, Brian, and Sean D. And we got one more person here with us today, Brandon. Remember Brandon, everybody? Brandon,
hello,
what's up?
I actually do not.
Hello, world.
The whole world knows who you are now.
Great.
How have you been?
Awesome.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You excited to be on the show today?
Very.
I would be if I were you.
You can hear the enthusiasm.
What has everybody been up to over the break?
We just went over this like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but dummy, we're doing a fucking show now.
Oh, I didn't realize I was speaking in front of a fucking microphone here.
What did you do over the 3 weeks? You started playing guitar. You told me that.
Yeah. So like I was telling you guys earlier, I just been, you know.
Can you play Freebird yet?
Yes. Not only that.
That's all that matters.
I mean, I guess so. I guess we can really quit it right there.
Wrap it up.
I didn't want to talk about my feelings towards music or anything. No, please, Josh, what have you been up to?
Dude, say whatever you want.
No.
You're a host of the show.
I'm already over it.
So negative.
Just like the rainbow
all the time.
People.
What did you do over the holiday?
Well, I started coming up with a brilliant idea for a new movie that the Skooks of Hazard is going to be footing the bill for. It's a movie that's going to come out probably in early 2019. So keep
it's a major production.
Yep, keep an eye out for it. It's going to be called Under the Bar. How Low Will You Go? It's a documentary based on everybody's favorite sport and dance.
Limboing.
Limbo. Yes, that is correct, Eric. Ooh. Thank you for asking.
Brandon, it's always a favorite at weddings.
How does this sound to you, Brandon? This movie plot.
This movie plot.
It's a limbo movie.
I'm interested to see how it's going to turn out.
So am I.
It's a thriller.
Definitely a thriller.
Yeah, it's a thriller. How low will they go?
Like any good artist, you have to draw inspiration from somewhere. Josh, where did you draw this inspiration to make such a film?
Well, I will tell you this, Sean. One of the greatest enemies of the people of Earth is gravity. And I just think it makes a really great antagonist in a movie. So we are going to use gravity and pay it nothing and be able to produce this film at such a low budget, but we'll have the quality that this show has at minimum.
Let me butt in here real quick.
Yeah.
He asked you where you got your inspiration from.
From Gravity.
From Gravity?
Yeah.
Gravity.
Oh, I hate Gravity.
I thought it was from Over the Top.
Did you? No. Come on, man.
I
build up, son.
I don't know where you're going with that answer.
We're knocking off the cobwebs is what we're doing.
Obviously it's a work in production. So if you would like to be in this movie, email the show at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Pays nothing.
It pays nothing.
And we are not insured either.
No. Especially by FDIC.
That's important to note.
Yeah. So, Brandon, what did you do over the holiday?
Visit us at our GoFundMe page.
I did nothing but work. And, you know, write some music, maybe.
You write some music?
Maybe. Yep.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, sometimes I press a submit button.
In terms of music, I don't know if you could really call it music, because I am actually just slapping on my stomach and humming words.
You're like an otter.
Yes.
I've been. Do you want to know what I've been up to?
Damn you!
Yeah, I guess.
Does anybody care at all?
Yeah. I thought you were running the interview.
No, it's yeah.
You want me to share?
You're the most selfish host I've ever met.
Thank you. Yes.
Who wants to know what I said now?
These are my toys.
You guys want to hear about my couple weeks?
Yeah. Of course, yes. Let's hear.
Well, I've been. Here's what I've been up to.
I have this shitty feeling you're going to play a bunch of clips about me and Sean.
No.
Okay.
No, look, I've been. This has been a labor of love over this break. I came up with this idea right after the last episode about it's an app that every time you turn your phone on, it tells you how good your dick is. How nice your dick is. It just compliments you.
Okay.
It compliments you on your dick.
I like
when you're
going.
Having a dick bad limits. Day. Or
well,
something.
I mean, yeah. When you here's an example.
Hanging oh ten.
What a big
Sean,
and meaty cock.
You're supposed to be quiet.
Oh
for these.
Oh my god. I'm doing the robot voice. I've never heard the robot voice before.
No, it's not a robot voice. Here, listen. When you turn your phone on, the thing compliments you. Just listen to it.
My, what a big and meaty cock you have.
So you turn your phone on.
Yes.
It says that to
you. My, what a big and meaty cock you have.
My, what a big and meaty cock you have.
Just
that
what
would
I need.
Make you feel like.
That makes me feel good
I feel
good
a little
already.
Better about myself.
Just what I needed to hear today.
Right?
Yeah.
Anybody?
My cock
nobody agrees
feeding.
With me?
No.
Like you,
I mean,
and then,
it's a good premise.
And here's another good feature. You can personalize it. So it, you know, it says things directly. Like here, let me get the app here up on my phone. Okay. And
oh God, there you go.
And who did your web development for this?
It's all me. Okay. I did it all.
Everything.
So, yeah, here, let me make it personalized to Josh. Okay, now you put Josh's name and now it says things directly to Josh.
Oh,
like here's
cool,
an
cool.
Here's an example.
Josh, I love how yummy and delicious your boners are.
So, see, every time he turns the phone on, it compliments him.
I heard that.
How yummy and delicious your boners are.
I dig it.
You like that?
Yes.
Here, let's try it again. Here, open the phone up here.
Josh, I love the way your balls droop beneath your fat hog of a penis.
Every time you turn your phone on, it's that. You know, I mean, doesn't that make you feel better about yourself, Josh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, listen to it.
Josh, I love the way your balls droop beneath your fat hog of a penis.
That's nice, yes. Right?
Yeah.
You know what?
One more for Josh here. One more. Here, we'll just try it one more time.
She makes eye contact the whole time while she's saying it, so you know she's genuine.
Exactly. Here's another one for Josh.
Josh, you have the most beautiful prick that this fake woman has ever laid her fake eyes on. If it were up to me, your huge ding-a-ling would be the national symbol for the United States of America. Fuck the bald eagle. Your hot man rod is what this country needs after an unbelievably vicious presidential election. Long live Josh's pretty pecker.
That's right? That was a little wordy.
What is the name of this app?
How much battery does it drain?
It's just.
Your cock is going to change
it's
America.
It's just called Dick App. That's it. Dick App.
Oh, all right.
But that was, I mean,
you know,
it was worth
it. I have a better name for it.
Yeah,
like not a a compliment, but like a cock, like a
cockument,
a cockument,
or a dickument.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Could be something.
Here, wait.
Like,
I got more.
Free balling.
I got
on
more.
Air here,
I mean,
baby.
Here. Program my phone to say it.
Yep. Well, I just that was okay. Give me your phone. I got your phone.
I gotta download this app. Where do I find
okay.
it?
And
how
now,
much is it?
Now let me. You know, change the feature. Say stuff about me now. So here we'll
again,
do me.
Again, all about him.
All yes. Here we go. Real quick.
Eric, wow. Just. Wow.
Eric, wow. Right?
Just wow?
Yeah.
Is the
wow.
One? Can you do me, one
let,
for me?
Let me do it again. Here, listen.
Eric, wow. Just. Wow.
She's impressed, right?
Yeah.
Here's another one. I'll turn
well,
it off.
You know what? And I get that, Eric. I get where you got the idea for this because most of the
oh,
time your phone is spending time in your pocket, which
right.
is right
next
to your
penis.
Dick.
Right.
So right. it does make sense. They would have that relationship.
Right, Brandon?
Yes, there is
That's
volume settings where
yeah.
it will as the louder it gets, the more vibration.
And it plays every time you turn your phone on.
Yes.
Every time it goes off and comes back on, it compliments you. Here's another one.
Eric, your dick is so fucking big that you could rent it out to be used as the pole firefighters slide out.
I mean, those are
wow.
Some, those are
talk about patting yourself on the back.
That was
with
that
your
was,
own dick.
Here's one more with me.
Eric, if I were you, and if it were legal, I would leave the house today without any pants or underwear on. I mean, come on, don't keep that big hard salami all to yourself.
That's, I love it, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Now look.
She sounds hot.
It's not fair.
That.
It's not fair to just do me and Josh.
Right.
Here, we'll program it for Sean. I don't want you to feel left out, all right?
I can. If this has anything to do with vagina,
no,
not I would be really pissed.
No, no, listen, we haven't worked all the bugs out yet.
Okay.
Okay. So,
two
here,
for two.
Let's just try Sean. Let me put Sean's name in here. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who is this Sean?
S-E-A-N.
You are as predictable as you are funny.
Well, let's just try.
Very.
Just be quiet and listen and give it a chance.
Okay.
Bugs haven't all been worked out.
Sean, I'm not impressed.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know, you sound like my first
wife. It said nothing about a vagina, Sean, so.
It's just,
Sean, I'm not impressed.
Well, you know, right. You can't flatter everybody. Let's try it again. Let me turn it off, turn it back on. Hold on.
Sean, I can't comment on the size of your dick right now. I seem to have misplaced my microscope.
What?
A micro
She's
penis
misplaced
joke.
Her microscope.
A micro penis joke.
I gotta
just zoom in with the camera.
I'm gonna have to work on this.
One more?
Let me try it again. Hold on.
Sean, that looks more like a clit than a penis.
Oh, come Jesus Christ.
Whoa. Throw me under
the
bus. Wait, I told you to keep that to yourself.
It's just saying what it sees. I mean,
1998 Siri.
Try it again. Hold on.
Sean, I'm having trouble deciding if you have a small penis or just gigantic balls. Wait, never mind. It's a small dick.
Oh, Jesus. This isn't.
Just I did not
see this coming. Whose phone's on?
I gotta take this.
Figures you would fucking screw the whole entire podcast
I'm
up.
I'm sorry, guys. Since I've left this show and I have left it, I'm actually being held here under my own free
against
will.
Your will.
Pretty much
against your free will is what you meant to say.
Basically,
I will say the audio
version of rape.
I've actually got a few jobs since this and on the internet weave. So that was just
gay
Barack.
Porn.
Here.
Oh, there. No, that must be
on.
Barack again.
It's professional,
buddy,
Sean. Turn the phone off.
I can't. I'm
here. Let me try this one more time.
Sean, this app is not for you. I quit.
Oh, well, geez. Well, never mind. I'll take it off your phone. Me and Josh will have it.
You know what, man?
You're just going to have to do without it. I'm sorry.
I just feel like
that it went down like that, Sean.
I thought we were friends.
You made a digital ruler app.
Yeah, that hasn't been done before, has it?
Nope. I mean, how long is this thing?
So we were talking about what to do for like the bit today. Maybe we're going to do a little Amish thing. Are we gonna try that?
It's kind of beat.
Well, that was another thing that I did. You
it's
didn't
winter.
Really let me finish. I actually have live coverage from the Amish Winter Olympics.
You do?
Yeah. And,
I was hoping you would.
I do. I have it recorded on my phone. I hope it sounds okay when we play it back for everybody for the second segment.
I am so excited. Are you excited, Brandon?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad.
Yay. Have you ever watched any of the Amish Olympics, sir?
I am familiar with it. I did have a chance to go to the Winter Olympics, and it was, you know what I mean, very exciting. It was exciting. What can I say? There was a lot of horses and kneecaps.
Okay.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. Lack.
Hey. Successful return back to the airwaves here, guys.
All right.
It's funny shit. We're going to take a break. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. More Skooks of Hazzard show. Don't go anywhere. We're going on a break.
Stay.
We'll be back in a couple minutes. I swear it won't be 3 months. We'll be right back.
I don't feel the sun's coming out today. I'm staying in, it's gonna find another way. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, see the sun from here. No, as I've been away, they'll all look at me and say, and they'll say, hey, look at him, I'll never live that way. That's all.
All right, everybody, we're back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. Hope everybody enjoyed that first segment. And that song, Blind Melon's Change. It's a good song. Everybody likes that song.
Is it right? Changes or is it Change?
It's just change.
That was a good
just
time.
Change.
Yeah.
It's yeah. just Change.
It's great.
Isn't that,
off of their debut album, self-titled,
yeah.
Blind Melon.
Blind Thank you, Melon. Sean.
Okay.
No problem.
Good.
Thank
good.
You. All right, so, yeah, like we said before, we actually... Josh, you want to tell everybody how we got this footage?
Well, yeah, it was
not to put you on the spot.
It was the darndest thing. We were having a good old time. The Skooks of Hazzard gentlemen here, excluding our friend Brandon over here. He was not there with us that day.
I was sick.
But we did meet a nice gentleman when we were taking it was the brewery tour. Remember we were down there at the Lakeside Brewing.
I do remember this.
And
you got that mug? Remember that little mug that you got but you broke it on the way home?
Yeah.
All right.
And this was just the other day. It was January 2nd. We were down there in Lancaster and we happened upon the 2017 Amish Winter Olympics happened to capture all of it. Now not the video, just the audio.
Yeah.
Of course.
Is that okay with everybody
out
there?
Well,
okay.
It's a podcast, so that's perfect.
It's assumed.
Good. All right. So let's take us, not live because it's pre-recorded, but yeah, let's take us live.
All right. Let's go to the Winter Olympics. Here we go.
And now, the 2017 Amish Winter Olympics.
Oh, hey, how are you doing out there again? This is your friend Dan Yoder, and it's great to be with everybody again for the Winter Olympics this year.
Hey, Dan.
Along with me, Dan Yoder, are my co-hosts. Go ahead there, co-host number one.
Really? You get to assume the host position, Dan?
You don't sound Amish to me, but we'll go skip you and come back. Well, next, yeah, next host.
I'm Joshua Bryan. I remember I was taking that Lancaster brewing tour, and I met you, Dan. And you said you were going to take us to see something amazing. So here we are at these Olympics. It's fucking freezing out here.
I thought I was going to have Amish co-host.
Well, usually we have some kind of background noise throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, but,
well, we
but
haven't
today
gone
it's been chillingly silent.
Well, we're still inside because, you know, it's cold out there. And let's get outside and then check out the first competition.
Well, let's go down to the...
Colder than the driver's seat of
a
buggy.
Hold on. We have another co-host. His name is Abram Yoder.
Abram Yoder. Yes.
Oh, hello there,
it's
Abram.
It's good to be here. I don't know if I should be on the radio.
Don't think of it as the radio. Think of it as a...
It's okay.
It's against our God.
This is just my phone you're talking into.
Oh, okay.
I think we should go down now to the first event. It's the plowing event. And let's go down now to the action.
Okay.
And here we have Sarah Yoder hooking up her horse.
Oh, my God. Look at her. Put the barding on it.
And right next to her, we have Rebecca Yoder.
Oh, Rebecca's cleaning off her seat on the sled.
There she goes.
Sarah Yoder's in the plow now.
She's getting ready to take the reins.
Oh, there she goes. There she goes. She's off. Look at her go.
She's really plowing.
Look at her go.
Her horse must be very well fed.
Now, she's just about to tip that plow.
Sarah Yoder has been left behind. She hasn't even gotten the plow going yet.
Sarah Yoder grew a mustache for winter because it is awfully cold.
It keeps her face just a little bit warm.
Just let me say one thing here. Look at her go.
There she is, speeding at a whopping 4.5 kilometers.
Oh, look at her go.
That is correct.
Per
that is.
Hour.
They do go by the metric system in Lancaster.
And I should add, today we still have a...
Jebediah Bush Beer. It's wet.
Jebediah Bush Beer, It's Wet is our beer ad sponsor for the Winter Olympics this year.
Yes.
And back to the plow competition. Rebecca Yoder coming
out
up to the
front,
finish line.
Again.
Oh, my God.
And Rebecca Yoder wins
Rebecca
it.
Yoder. For the 14th.
Rebecca Yoder wins it. Oh, that was something else.
14th consecutive year for Rebecca Yoder.
Just man. By a hair.
So let me ask you a question there, Abram. You know a lot about
white knuckle race the whole time.
Now, let me ask Abram here. Yes. You've seen this, you know, this type of thing, these plow competitions before. Have you ever seen such an excellent plow competition?
No, not since the late 1982 when Elizabeth Van Yoder took the first place medal in the horse racing sled contest.
I remember that.
I was just a wee lad, but I remember it as fresh as the Irish sun.
Oh, I remember.
Who the fuck are you?
I remember that, Abram.
Where'd you come from, son?
Oh.
My name is Hezekiah Yoder, a foreign exchange student from Belfast, Ireland.
I've been waiting for
hopefully
you.
We can get an interview with Rebecca, but I think we should move on to our next competition.
Well, absolutely.
I think our next competition we're heading over to is
the
cow birthing.
The cow birthing competition has begun here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now this
live.
Is an all-male competition.
And look at that heifer down there.
There's Hezekiah Zoop pulling hard on that young calf.
There they go until the cows come home.
Don't pull too hard. She's very irritated. You might get the hoof back.
Look at
the
face.
Oh, look at that. It's
that
a,
is one
it
thing
is,
you have to watch out for. That is the hoof and mouth.
This is utterly amazing.
That is a tug of war between four Amish men and a cow's vagina.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
A glorious sight.
And they are pulling hard.
Now, here, Abram, now you've seen this type of thing before. Now, is he pulling the correct way, or is that crown just a little bit moist?
He should try to pull back straight from the shoulders.
I haven't seen...
And notice how to eat the placenta afterwards.
I agree. I agree.
Oh, man, there goes Hezekiah Zoop.
Look at the form.
And she's born. Oh, that.
Wow.
Look at the
I haven't seen a stretched cow vagina like that in a long time.
It was the 37th consecutive and consensual live birth given by Rebecca Yoder. A round of applause.
And let absolutely.
Congratulations on that
And let me say just one thing. Look at him go. That cow, baby cow's up and running.
Oh, he's up and running. He's not even blind anymore.
Look at that calf. Just say, move it.
That's look at him go. All right. That
another
was
word
very,
from our sponsor. I'm pretty sure word. We have to
hold on.
There he comes right now.
Hold on.
Jimmy Lightbush beer. It's wet.
That's a good beer. It I drink it all the time.
Rumspringer, Rumspringer.
Okay, now we're going to go down to our next Amish Winter Olympic event. And we have is a special event for all of you. The Amish Christmas Caroling event.
Oh,
and
this
we
is,
go
oh,
now.
You know what? You know, this was one of my favorites when I was a kid.
Oh, look at them go.
What is that? Ye old
not
silent
so much
night?
Anymore, though.
Oh, that sounds like Jingle Bells to me. Oh, listen to them go.
Such vibrata.
Oh, man, look.
Oh, this is this is some caroling.
Gorgeous.
I wish I was half as talented as some of these lads.
Now, hold on, guys. Now, Abram, what do you think about the whole caroling competition? Have you ever been in one before, or you just just love the sounds?
I have been in the church choir for many years, and I can tell you, this is the best sounding chorus I've ever heard.
Oh, there's Dan Yoder solo.
Oh, the solo. Dan Yoder, there he goes.
Oh, and I've just switched into Oh Holy Night.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's a medley. They are really turning heads
it
here.
It was fucking seamless.
That, and now watch the language.
Oh, please, the language, sir.
Watch the language.
Oh.
Hezekiah, thank you. Oh, wait, hold on, everybody. Oh, wow. Brandon, did you... I mean, Abram. Abram.
We'll just put the fart noise for that one real quick.
Did you?
Sir, it's Amos.
Let me ask you one question. Oh, it's Amos. Let me ask you one question.
Heinous Amos.
Please don't call me by the wrong name. It's
I have a
rude.
Question for you, Amos.
Yes.
Did you see him go?
Yes.
Ed Yoder singing that solo there. Did you see him go? All right. He's speechless, Amos is. All right.
Let's get to the next competition.
That's a very high vibrato.
Yeah, but Kaiser Yoder does not care.
We'll check back in on the caroling here in a minute, but right now to our main event here at the Amish Olympics, we have...
Winter Olympics.
That's what I said. And
2017.
It's the event everybody's been waiting for.
Some people know of it as the Amish Winterizing Your Home competition, but
we call it batting down the hatches. Okay, batting down the hatches, everybody. Have been waiting for batting down
the
hatches.
Here we go with Ed Yoder out front.
Oh. And oh, look, oh, Ed Yoder.
Oh, they're covering up the windows with some boards.
I have been waiting for this event all winter.
Yeah, they got to keep their houses nice and warm.
Hezekiah Walker up there on the roof, too.
Look at him go. No harness, no problem.
And wait, oh,
swing.
Oh, look, everybody.
There goes the third trestle.
Oh my God, Ed Yoder just dropped his hammer.
Oh,
that's
going to
be serious points taken
away.
Oh,
no.
If there's one thing I know about the Yoders, he always has a second hammer.
Oh, he does!
Oh, he's had the backup.
He's back in that competition. He has to be happy with that performance.
That was a smart move.
Lord have mercy, I always carry a hammer.
I'm looking over at the judges' table. I'm looking over at the judges' table, and I'm seeing a 7. Only a 7.
They were very harsh on that call.
Huh.
It's not required to be ambidextrous as an Amish, but it is preferred.
And here they're passing up the wood for the roof. Up. Wait a minute, who is that coming out of nowhere? Dan Yoder.
There he goes,
Dan
Yoder.
Dan Yoder up there with the... Oh,
is that you?
By Abram and the ball and the planks.
Oh,
Danny Yoder out in front.
Oh. Amos, let me ask you a question. Did you see him go?
He went very
Did you hard. See him go or did you He's not got, see I, him go?
I never seen a man... go so hard.
I tell you, I think the same thing. And now we're going to go back. Hold on, there's been a development in the Amish Christmas caroling.
Shit!
Out of nowhere, Sarah Yoder with a
free bird. Coming to town.
She's singing Free Bird. Look
Sarah
at her go.
Sarah Yoder with a soprano slam home. Oh, man. I did not see that coming. Oh, Sarah Yoder. She's got some talent. All right, back to the Amish barn... batting down the hatches. Here it is.
Look at them go.
Now, they are almost
as if we
out
never
of nails
left.
By this
they
point,
are,
I would guess.
They are almost finished. It is going to be a flash finish here. And it's Dan Yoder. and Ed Yoder neck and neck. Here they come down to the finish for the last shingle on the roof, and it's Dan Yoder! Dan Yoder wins the batting down the hatches.
He's young for his age.
This might be the biggest upset in Amish Winter Olympics history. Ed Yoder falls to Dan Yoder. Didn't see it coming.
That about wraps up this.
And that will just about wrap it up for this segment of the Winter Olympics. And we thank everybody for joining us. Somebody played a theme song.
Live
there
from
it
Brazil. It's Saturday Night Live.
All of a sudden, all of our accents changed. And we're going to take a break on that note. I'm Dan Yoder. God. For everybody else here at the 2017 Winter Olympics, we'll be right back.
Praise be. Nice.
Look at that commercial goal.
Touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, bump a little bit and let them know it's going on like that, like that. Go a little bit, just don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch. Touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a white boy tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to run the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the funk. It is said if you can't prove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner. Dance to this, and you're going to get there. The move. Slide your rump. Just for a minute. Let's all do the bump. Bump, bump, bump. Yeah. You can't touch this. Look, man. You can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell. School's back in. Break it down.
Half the time.
And we're back to the third segment of the Skooks of Hazzard show, episode, I believe we were calling this the New Year's resolution.
47. First of 2017.
Yes, it is.
It's been fun so far.
Starting on the 7, ended on the 7.
How about them Winter Olympics? The Amish Winter Olympics. How about them?
Lucklaster.
I lived it.
Lackluster.
I thought they were pretty exciting.
They're all right.
Very climactic.
My favorite was the, it was behind the scenes. We actually didn't get any footage of it. But it was the quilting competition. Now we couldn't get really good audio, so we just we skipped it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's only a fucking hour show.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we got shit to do.
Anyway, you know, this might not be a full hour, you know, show today, but
who gives a fuck?
But it's our first one in a couple months, and I think it's been hilarious so far. And why not cap off the evening with we'll call our friends at Newswatch 16. What do you think?
And our hosts. Sponsors there at State Farm.
So what we're going to...
State Farm,
we,
yeah.
We lost...
No, it's Farmers Insurance.
Oh, right,
Sean.
Right. Farmers Insurance, but we lost the rights to the jingle.
Green Five!
So we have them in spirit.
Here we go. We're going to call. Here's the premise. We're going to call, and we're going to try and tell him the longest, boringest story you've ever heard in your entire life.
It's going to be great.
And
yeah,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be so boring, you're going to lose it.
No, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny. I just want to see how long this person actually stays on the phone with us.
Probably not long at all.
No, they got to. They're going to. I know it's going to happen.
It's their job.
This is an actual person. We're not leaving a message.
No, we are calling them and reporting a boring story.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
So I think it's going to be hilarious because we're all going to take part.
Now, what's our exit plan here if they decide that, not to answer the phone?
Well, then we stop the show.
Okay,
and we take it home.
And we don't ever upload it. We just fucking shit
you
can.
Will never hear this.
You'll never hear this.
This will never reach
you
the light of day.
Never hear
no,
this.
I think, it's already 35 minutes into it, and it's a great show so far.
Is that
so
it?
If this bombs, which it's not gonna.
Eric.
This is
It'll
not
be fun.
The show you're listening to.
Stop being so negative, Sean. Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. You know what? The next time I do this on my podcast, which is called The Sean of Hazard at hotmail.com with my co-host.
Yeah, that ought
your
to be
dick.
Great. Anyway, all right, look.
Well, wait a second. Before we even get into this, Sean had a really good joke for us on the break. I want you to.
Oh, I forgot
you,
it already.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me this
Tell
joke.
It again.
All right. Well,
fucking
awful.
I remember that.
We didn't really have a news segment, so I figured I'd bring this up. Anyhow, a friend of mine was telling me about how he saw the new Star Wars film and he like accidentally let out a little spoiler about it, and he actually said that Princess Leia dies in it.
Ouch.
Oh, shit.
Man.
And another spoiler, so does the mother.
Boom. Drop the mic, MC Hammer.
You two are fucking awful people.
Yeah, well.
Awfully
not
funny.
As awful as this...
don't even start, Sean. Shut your fucking mouth.
But I guarantee,
with the negativity.
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to be to find someone on WNEP hotline?
Fucking 2 seconds.
All
right, shut the fuck
dial
up.
The
Let's
number,
see
then.
It. Let's
All right,
see it.
Here we go. We're calling.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Just remember. Be
Try
boring.
yeah, okay. We can do that.
Comes natural to me.
Yeah, totally.
All right, shut your mouth.
Thank you for calling WNEP-TV.
No problem.
Now, this is a real person?
Our regular business hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. For news or weather, press 4.
They're not even open today, Eric.
For all other calls, please call back during normal business hours. Press 1 for the news desk. Press 2.
He called them on Sunday.
Please wait.
I'm a member Faith, or Grace. Grace was her name.
WNEP.
Yeah, hi. This is Mike. I have a story to report.
Okay.
Might be of some interest to you guys. All right. Let me just start. I live up here in Scranton. Okay. And I'm just gonna start from the beginning. Okay. What happened was, let's see, where should I start? All right. So last Friday, my uncle came into town. He was visiting for the holidays. Okay. And are you there?
I am.
Okay. So he came into town last Friday, and I went to the airport, and I picked him up, and we drove home. And after we got home, he unpacked and all that, and he got situated in his room, him and his wife. And he came downstairs, and he said, Mike, your aunt Donna. Has I can't find her. Have you seen her? And you know how big Scranton is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thought that maybe we had left her at the airport, and by this time, I'd say it was 5 o'clock. And let me just put my uncle. He could tell you better than I could. I mean, just hold on. Let me put my uncle Dave on the phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, hi there. This is Uncle Dave. Now, I'm in from out of town. I don't know if you've ever heard of a small little town called Jim Thorpe. Now, that is a wonderful town down there that I'm from. But I have to go up and visit my go-ahead there nephew, Mike. Now, he's a good fella. Now, when he came and picked me up at the airport. Now, we had my wife Donna there. Now, my wife Donna is about 6'3", 228 pounds of pure fury. Now, I love her. I love her with all my heart. And I said to her, Happy New Year, dear, she basically said it back to me. And hold on. Let me Now, when I lost Donna, I couldn't believe that she wouldn't leave a trail of breadcrumbs like I taught her to. Now, we used to read to each other all the time, and we did such things together, and sometimes we would wear our red slippers. Now, the person that we bought those red slippers was from our friend Tom. Our friend Tom, he's also from Carbon County. He's from out there, I don't know if you ever heard of Lee Hyten, but he has a nice little slipper sales kiosk out there in the middle of town. He goes there 2 hours a day every day. That's every day of the year, even in rain, snow, sleet, hail. Now, hold on. I'm going to pass the phone to Tom. He can tell you about those slippers.
Yes, hello? This is Tom here. This is my Uncle Dan. I'm actually his nephew. He adopted me when we were younger there. But to get to the whole moral of this story, I guess, like I said, when we picked up my precious aunt up from the airport, I couldn't help but notice
she's in the newsroom.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Excuse me, ma'am?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to be rambling on about this. But when we picked up my aunt from the airport, now when she her later stages of dementia, what they do is they make her very, I guess what the psychologist would say, manic depressive. Okay, and now when she was down there, she gets angry at very people, and someone was just trying to help her. I guess she must have left home without her red slippers. But I just could not, I couldn't see how, because she was wearing them when we left the house.
Tom, let me talk to her. Ma'am, this is Mike again. Let me just wrap this up with okay, so my Aunt Donna.
Would you like me to transfer you over to our investigative reporter?
No, child, no. Hold on. It's all coming to a close right now. So basically, when Aunt Donna, we couldn't find her. We realized that that she had been upstairs in the bathroom, right? And we went to the airport to look for her and try and figure out where she had gotten to. And I hailed a cab at the airport, and the guy drove right by me. It was a yellow cab. Do you know the yellow cabs in Scranton?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know that they were being very ignorant, and the guy drove right by me. So I just wanted to let you guys know that you should be on the lookout.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, anytime,
you
baby.
Have a nice day.
I love you.
Yeah, I got a kick out.
You wanted me to transfer you to my investigative reporter? Yeah. Should have said yes.
No, wait, no, honey.
That was the worst. Yeah. She sat through it all. I couldn't believe it.
That had nothing to do with anything. To do with nothing. It was brilliant.
I think we were on speakerphone at that last
bit. Yeah, she was definitely recording us as we were recording her. So
yeah.
If we get arrested again, you know, hopefully Farmers Insurance will be there to foot the bill for that.
We are farmers.
Bump it up, bump, 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 bump.
Oh, you can't top that.
You owe us $60, bitch.
That was
yeah, Von Kunt.
I think for our first episode in a few months, this was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, way to ring in the new year, but yeah. I think we need to go.
I think it's time to go too. So look, you got a solid 45-minute show out of us, and what do you want after being off for 3 months?
Yeah, pucker up.
It's as good as we can fucking do.
I just want to say this before we go. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
That's so.
So I gotta get out of here.
So original.
All right.
Yuck.
We love Peace you, everybody.
All right, everybody. We'll see you guys next time, and I don't know when that'll be. Maybe in 3 months. But until the next show, take care of each other, and we'll see you soon. Peace. Yeah.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show.